Welcome back to the Midday Show. One of my favorite things I like to do here on the station is talk to actors. I get to do that sometimes. And there is a brand new production of a Maxwell Frehlich play, Job, debuting at the Voice Theater. It's their production, let's put it that way. But it's at Bethany Hall in the Old Dutch Church. And it's debuting July 9th. It's running through the 26th. Tickets are available right now at voicetheater.org. Right. And it's the correct spelling of theater with R-E at the end.
Yes.
That's that was the voice of Mark Zeisler, who is one of the two actors I'm going to be talking to. I'll also be speaking with Leah DeMarchi. The two of them are I believe the only two actors in the play.
That's correct.
It's a two-hander, they used to call that. All
We still call it that sometimes.
right, I'm going to do an intro. You guys can interrupt and correct me if you so choose. All right. And I should mention also, the director is Eric Bryant. That's important, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Jane, an employee played, of course, by Leah here, is from a big tech company, has been placed on leave after becoming the subject of a viral video. She arrives at the office of Lloyd, a crisis therapist. She's determined to be reinstated in her job that gives her life meaning. Job zooms in on two very different people who are striving to prove their self-worth. I just made that up off the top of my head.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just riffing a little bit here. Hi, Leah and Mark, welcome to the WKZE.
Thank you for
Hello.
joining us.
How long have you been in rehearsals?
This is our second week, so
Oh.
about a week and a half. Yep, we opened on July 9th, so
Right.
we're
Good
in
segue.
it.
Yeah.
There's two of you. So, and how it's like a, you know, it's a, there must be a lot of dialogue.
Oh,
That's
yes.
kind of, so a lot of, I'm just
For both of us.
constantly impressed by the whole, I mean, acting is only just part of it, but memorization of all that dialogue. There's two of you and this is a full length play,
Yes,
dramatic play.
indeed. Yeah. It's about 80 minutes, no intermission.
Do you,
So.
are you, when you hit that first rehearsal, is it already memorized or are you doing table readings? How does that work?
We start with a table read on the first day and then do some text work seated around a table for a day or two. But personally, it's kind of up to the actor, the individual actor, to decide if they're going to come in what we call off book, fully memorized, or slightly off book. I came in, I would say, three quarters of the way off book. I'm still working on the end of the
Yes.
play. So even
Right.
while we're in rehearsals, it's very much a process of learning the lines and learning what we're doing.
I was the one of the understudies for the New York production of this. So that was 2 years
Oh,
ago.
you had a bit of an advantage. Even though it was 2 years ago, it's probably in the muscle memory to some degree, right?
Yeah, it came back actually. I've done this a few times where I've done a role. Sometimes I actually have done a role 15 years apart, which
Really?
is unusual. Yeah. And they come back. They it's a mystery because they get offloaded when you're done.
Right. The hard drive only you figure has so much memory, right, to store. But it's a computer analogy, everybody. But which kind of makes sense. This is a very contemporary story, right? It's a tech company that Leah works, right? That well, Jane works for, and we're dealing with crisis therapy. These are topics that are very, very contemporary. Is
Yes,
that
the play
go
is
ahead, sorry.
set in January of 2020, right before actually the pandemic
I'll
occurs.
say.
So, but it is still very contemporary, and we're dealing with technology, we're dealing with therapy, trauma. So many topics are covered in this.
Yeah.
So people are going to identify with, I think, multiple parts of it.
Yeah, especially I think, young people, I think this play speaks to them in a way that about things that matter to them. That are not being addressed in a lot of ways in art and society. I mean, I think it's being the questions that the play brings up are being dealt in society, but I mean, I'm not seeing plays like this or films like this really. So it's interesting.
Well, did you say you were an understudy during the New York production,
was.
right, Mark? So
Yeah.
you probably still got a little bit of a sample of the kinds of conversations that were happening around the play, maybe audience members. I'm not sure what kind of perspective you brought, but from in terms of what the audiences were, how they were responding, do you feel like it? Did you get a sense of if this was kind of a cathartic experience, or if it was more menacing, or?
Both.
That's honest.
One of the things you have to do when you're an understudy is you have to sit in the audience and watch the show
Oh.
over and over and over again. And, I've been telling the guys here that I would see, first of all, the run was sold out most of the time when we were downtown.
Where was
And
it, by the way?
it was first at Soho Rep, and then it moved to the Connolly Theater in the East Village, which is no longer a theater anymore. But there were so many young people in the audience. And I'm guessing that a lot of them were not regular theater goers. And, this is a demographic that the theater is having is having a hard time drawing
Yeah.
Yes.
In New York City, less than other places. But so it's really
Sure.
interesting. Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I can only say I understand it to make a kind of a similar or parallel type of case. I go to concerts regularly. I work for a music station, so it's not so unusual. And when you go to a lot of the concerts, the demographic, as you put it, is skews older. Most of the people are older than me, which I didn't even know they existed in some cases.
I
No, but
get
it's very true. So these are the ticket buyers out there. So I don't know, does the voice, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do the voice theater work with that challenge?
I don't
You can't
know.
really, maybe I'm putting you on the
It's I
spot.
both of
We'll
our
get
first
Shauna in here. Maybe
both of
she'll
our first shows with the Voice Theater. I mean, hopefully we have I hope for a diverse audience in a lot of respects. And Kingston is such I think
It
a
is.
unique group of people as I'm learning, I love it.
Yeah.
So I'd love the audiences to kind of reflect the people I'm meeting out and about.
It's a special city.
It is. It really is.
It's far more, it's very diverse and arts oriented, community oriented in ways that I very rarely come across. So hopefully this, and maybe we can help a little bit get the word out. But, it looks like a really great play. I might have to come to this one.
I think you should.
Okay.
It's one, it's there's no intermission. It's not that there's anything wrong with an intermission, but like it's intense and sweet. I think come on, bud.
It's a bit of a rocket ship.
Thrilling.
You just put your seatbelt
You're in.
on and you're in. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking to Leah DeMarkey and Mark Zeisler, the two actors in a new production of the play of Maxwell Friedrich's play Job, as directed, not Job as I've been informed, as directed by Eric Bryant.
Just Us, which
Yes.
I'm happy about the team. It's a good duo, I think.
Right. And there's it looks, I guess you have a good solid 2 weeks of performances.
Oh, 2 weeks of
Three
performance.
well, yeah, and maybe about 2 weeks from today or so when you start, I guess.
Yeah, it's 3 weekends.
Oh,
We run
that's how it works. That's right.
Thursday to Sunday. So.
Thursday to Sunday, again at Bethany Hall in the Old Dutch Church in the heart of the Stockade District of Kingston. And I'll be there to see the play for sure. This w looks very intriguing to me, so I'm looking forward to it. And I don't know, does this kind of play, does it change you as a person after you've
Oh
been?
my gosh. Yes.
That should be for both of you, that question.
I sometimes try to deny how much the work kind of comes home with you a little bit. My character is dealing with a lot of trauma and that I think sometimes the body doesn't quite know what's real and what's acting or what's pretend. So even though my brain will go, oh yeah, you were rehearsing, this isn't real. Sometimes I'm like, oh, why do I feel a little, I've taken some of this frenetic energy home with me. But as an actor, it's a wonderful challenge. And I feel like I'm able to sharpen skills and It's a joy to act with Mark. So, and Eric's
Yeah.
really fun to work with as well. So,
I second that.
yeah.
And you're a real veteran actor, a stage actor, correct, Mark?
I am.
Yeah.
I
I've been doing,
mean,
yeah.
the whole point is that you're, you know, the it's a double-edged sword. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's only a beneficial thing to walk away with whatever, you know, scars, but also, I don't know if scars is the right word I'm trying to find, but the positive and I guess the more challenging aspects of a character, because they can be kind of wounded and damaged as well as,
Yeah, no,
yeah.
scars is a good word, and as well as, you know, others.
Because scar tissue kind of it's tough. It kind of toughens you up in some ways, and
That's true. Yeah.
yeah, but I
Yeah.
think we all have a wound. It's just for these characters identifying it and not shying away from whatever those wounds are.
Well, thank you both. And I don't know if I got to everything. The New York Times, by the way, says job is filled with so many ideas that it seems to expand beyond the walls. And I hope to be within those expanding walls. And I'm urging those listening to join me for one of the performances over those 3 weekends coming up.
Well, we hope to see you.
Yes, voicetheater.org. Theater, TRE, right?
Yeah.
Theater, or RE, just you. RE.
Right. Yes. The
Oh.
Voice, theatre.org for tickets. And don't wait too long. You know, I think, and if you have a young friend, bring them.
Yes.
Over the age of 16, we would say.
Oh, right.
Yes.
It does have a right. Might be a little triggering for some if that are not as well. Let's put it this
Anyway.
way: the subject matter is a little heavy duty, as we have been describing the last few minutes. So, but thank you both, and I hope for another occasion to have you on in the future. That'd be
Thank you
great.
so much.
Thank
Nice to
you.
talk to
Great
you.
to be here.
Thank you. Have a great day. This is the Midday Show on 98.1 KZE.